fear. Bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough, if you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, you'll feel empowered to live the life of your dreams and learn a new truth. Now, I'm really excited because this is the first of many on WBOB that we have a commitment from a group of attorneys that are approved and are part of Lily's legal dream team. And starting off the race here is my personal injury attorney, Heath Brockwell. I was just recently in a car accident back in June 8th, and the situation that I experienced was a little bit different than I've ever in my life, where something you know happened, and the other person is telling you, that's not what happened. And I'm thinking, that's not what happened. And so I just went into my car and I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to my legal dream team for help, because every single one of us goes through times in our lives where we need a little help from our friends. We need a lifeline, so to speak. And so that's what the third Saturday of the month is all about. Third Saturday of the month, we will have specialist attorneys that will, if you have any questions, you can call, text, and ask for free. Where can you go and get information, be empowered, and it be for free? Well, since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that attorney Heath Brockwell, my personal injury attorney for my case, and I will talk about that when as we get into the show, Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. So thank you, Heath, for being back on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Pleasure.
This is the first time that you're on WBOB.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Yeah. So share a little bit about your background and what led you to become a personal injury attorney.
Well, I think it was initially a product of the job I got out of law school 22 years ago was doing insurance defense work. And then I represented the people that caused accidents. And so I kind of learned the trade that way. And then after a few years of that, I got the opportunity to represent the people who'd been injured in car accidents and be on that side of the equation, which I like much more. I'm a people person, and I'm representing real people. And that's all I've done exclusively for the last 20 years. It's been great. I truly enjoy what I do.
Well, I've known you, for full disclosure, for a while, and I'm so grateful that Lily's Legal Dream Team is a proud sponsor of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I came to you, Heath, because I've trusted you for the last, 8-9 years that we've been friends. And anytime right. that I have a question, I come to you, and I know that you give me the best advice that you can. But I came to you to say, okay, Heath, I want attorneys that are going to treat me like a person and not give me a number. And we've come with a really solid group of attorneys, and every month we're going to alternate these specialties so that people will get to ask questions. Now with you, we're going to start with personal injury. Share what personal injury is about and why do we need to be aware of this this specialty?
Well, first, let's start with you only need an attorney if you're injured due to the negligence of someone else.
Okay.
Be that you're rear-ended by someone, such as in your case, or you fall at a business and there's some substance on the floor or some facts that give rise to that business being at fault. So when you are injured, though, so let's assume we get past that, someone else is at fault, then you have to be sure that you protect your rights and get an attorney early on, because you want to make sure evidence is preserved. You want to make sure statements are taken. And there's a lot of, and then you also, if it's an automobile accident, you need to make sure you initiate treatment within 14 days to preserve your rights to your full benefits through your PIP auto insurance.
Sure, sure. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the broadcast, because there are a lot of things. I mean, I've been in the personal injury a long time ago. That's how we met, because I used to represent doctors and attorneys and actually an imaging center is how we met. And right. And even though I understand the industry, I was caught off surprise when the person who hit me claimed I came out of nowhere. And fortunately, I had witnesses that said otherwise, but I had never, ever had picked up the phone to call an attorney right after an accident. And I'm so grateful that not only are you a proud sponsor now of the Lone McDermott Radio Show, but that you are helping me with every step of the way, because it could be a scary process, right?
It can be, and it can be overwhelming to a lot yes. of people if you're not familiar with the things that may occur.
Yes. And so we're going to continue our conversation with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. And you can catch him if you want to check him out online. Go to thebrockwellfirm.com so you can learn more. He is located in 2029 North 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Now, Heath, you have been in Jacksonville a long time. How
right.
long have you been in Jacksonville?
Gosh, I say my entire adult life. So I moved here right after I graduated from college, which was, you know, almost 30 years ago.
Uh-oh. It's hard to, isn't it funny when we say, okay, you're thinking you're going to say 10, then all of a sudden you're like, no, maybe it's 20.
It's almost 30. Wow.
30 years. Oh my gosh. Where has the time gone?
Yeah. I love it. I will never leave this area. I love the beaches area.
Yes. It's very special. And every time I go visit Jacksonville, I am there. I am always there. And the number that you can call, Heath, if you have any questions, is 904-372-4210. So Heath, long before you get into an accident, and we discussed my case on The Biz when I was when you came on that day, because right. that was just, I was baffled at the fact that someone could hit you and tell a totally different story at what really happened. And, you know, I talk about on the show all the time that 1% is fact and 99% is stuff that we make up. And you know that as well as I do,
right.
that, you know, people can say whatever they want to say, especially if they want to protect their job or if they want to protect their livelihood.
Right, right. And that was a company vehicle. So that's can especially come to play in that situation.
Yeah, because they're going to be drug tested. They're going to, and so they insinuated that I came out of nowhere, fortunately, the police officer, oh my gosh, what a blessing he was. He actually did a lot of research. It took me half an hour waiting, but that was the best 30 minutes because he was able to ask the people that saw what happened, and they all concluded that I was on the right lane, turning right, and he was the one that I guess didn't see me and right. ran into me. So long before the accident happens, let's talk about how we truly protect ourselves with our auto insurance.
Right. And that's it's unique in Florida. Well, I'll start with saying this. I always tell people, get as much insurance as you can afford. But then secondarily to that, you have to know what you should have in Florida. All right. So Florida is unique in that it's a no-fault state.
Yes.
There's less than 10 in the country left. What that means is if you're injured in a car accident, your medical bills go through your own insurance coverage. It's called PIP, Personal Injury Protection Insurance. So that seems counterintuitive to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, well, why would my insurance company pay for my bills if I wasn't at fault?
Correct.
Well, that's the way the system is designed in Florida. I don't make the laws, as I tell people. I just try to explain it to people.
Yeah.
So in any event, you have $10,000 of personal injury protection insurance. But that will only pay at 80% up to $10,000. And so it's also important to buy an additional coverage called medical payments coverage, which pays the other 20%. That way, if you're injured in a car accident, you know you've got this pool of $10,000 to $15,000 to pay at 100%, mm-hmm. which sometimes you need all that, depending on the extent of your injuries. So that's the big thing. And the other quirks of Florida law is that you're not required to carry injury coverage, liability coverage for if you cause injury to another person while in your car. So why is that important? Because it's the luck of the draw. If you got hit, you were fortunate, you got hit with someone that worked for a company and so had a big policy. But it's random. I mean, you could have been hit by someone that had no liability coverage, because believe mm-hmm. it or not, Florida does not require that. The only thing that Florida requires is PIP coverage, which pays for your own medical bills. And they do require you to cover, have coverage for if you cause damage to the other person's vehicle. It's called property damage liability coverage. So the corollary to all that is, because bodily injury liability coverage is not required in the state of Florida, it is imperative that every person buy as much uninsured motorist coverage as you can afford. Now, that is an optional coverage. Florida doesn't require it. But the reason you need to carry uninsured motorist coverage is because of what I just said, because you could get hit by someone who has no liability coverage for injuries.
Yeah.
So purchase as much UM, it's called uninsured or underinsured coverage, as much as you can afford. And it's not cheap coverage. I will grant you that.
Yeah, but it's
important
not,
to carry some.
Yeah, but it's not that expensive. I mean, if you're looking at the whole, it doesn't add that much monthly or every 6 months if you pay it in full every six
right.
months.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you know you're protecting yourself against the worst case scenario. And let's say you were injured and you have this horrible injury, and you would have no recourse against the other driver. No recourse at all for your pain and suffering, only coverage for medical bills, if the other person had no bodily injury liability coverage, and if you had no uninsured motorist coverage. There'd be no recourse for you other than your bills would get paid at 80% through your PIP coverage.
You know, I promote responsibility here on the show, but I don't feel that this makes sense. That if somebody hits me, I would have to pay from my personal injury protection to pay my bills when somebody else was at fault. That doesn't
That's
make
right.
sense. Counterintuitive. That to me, I can understand having underinsured or uninsured motorist protection. I saw what happened to my daughter, Brittany. She was rear-ended. Her airbag didn't deploy properly. The impact was so hard that she hit the wheel. Her face hit the wheel and she fractured her occipital bone. And it was a major, major surgery that she had to go through. I mean, she's my daughter. And of course, anytime she's injured, I am going to be upset. But to think that $10,000 is going to come out of my insurance because somebody else made a mistake doesn't make any. I'd like to see that law changed.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that, I believe that a lot of lawyers have advocated that there be
bodily injury liability coverage required in Florida.
Yeah.
And there's been proposals over the years. The legislature looks at every year or two to drop PIP and add mandatory bodily injury liability coverage. But of course, you know, then it stalls and nothing ever gets done. But hopefully one day that'll happen.
Well, I'm hoping.
But for now, we have to deal with the laws that are on the books for now.
That's right. It is what it is. So just recently, the laws changed. And when I say recently, in the last several years, that we have to get checked by a doctor, right? After the accident. So share a little bit about that, Heath.
Yeah, there were two, I think, very significant changes to the PIP law within the past 5 years or so. The first of which is, in order to get the full $10,000 of your PIP coverage, you have to be determined to sustain what's called an emergency medical condition. Mm-hmm. That allows you to get from being capped at $2,500 to all the way up to $10,000. Now, an emergency medical condition can only be determined by a medical doctor or a doctor of osteopathy, someone other than a chiropractor, which is important to know because a lot of people have their first treatment after an auto accident with the chiropractor, which is fine. Chiropractors can be very helpful with these injuries.
Sure.
But a chiropractor cannot determine that the patient suffered emergency medical condition. So that has to be done at some point to get from $2,500 to $10,000. And there's no time limit on that. But here's the trickier part is that people need to understand if you're injured in a car accident, you have to get some treatment within the first 14 days of your collision in order to get any of your PIP benefits. Whether it's capped at $2,500 or $10,000, you're completely shut out of getting any of your PIP benefits if you don't initiate treatment within 14 days. Now, in most cases, that works itself out because if you're injured in a car collision, you know, and it's significant enough, you're going to get treatment in the first 14 days. But that's something that, you know, it was added to. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on why it was added, but that's something people need to be aware of because you could be completely shut out if you wait longer than 14 days.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I know some doctors from working in the imaging back then when I met you, I went to see a neurosurgeon. Let's talk about when people are not in a major situation. Like, for example, I could still function. Although I was dazed when the accident happened, I did not want to go in an ambulance. I felt that I was okay and didn't feel that an ambulance was needed. However, I was in a lot of pain, but not that much. When should someone opt for going to the hospital versus calling your doctor, the one that really knows you, and saying, I've been in an accident. Can you please check me out?
Well, I think it's always important to get checked out as soon as possible, whether it's the ER or your own doctor. A lot of it really depends on your symptoms. I mean, if you're having significant pain, tingling or numbness in your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet, you got to be worried about somehow fractured part of my spine. So in that case, you'd want to go to the ER and get an X-ray or a CT scan, something done right away. If your symptoms are not that significant, then perhaps you could wait till the next day to see your primary care doctor. But it is important to get checked out. And you touched on something I think is very important. So a lot of people, this is also a misunderstanding of personal injury law. A lot of people are reluctant to pursue anything. Well, they think, well, I'll wait a few days, I'll be okay. But oftentimes these injuries get worse as the days go on. Mm-hmm. And it's important just to get evaluated to preserve your rights on your PIP benefits. And you just don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I assure you, if you do nothing and get no treatment, if you're assuming you're having symptoms, then nothing, a lawyer was not going to be able to do much of anything for you without any treatment. But again, of course, it always starts with not everyone that's in a car accident is injured, of course, but often people are. And it doesn't have to be a catastrophic injury to warrant getting treatment and getting help.
Exactly. And so, but when you are going in an ambulance, that's very costly if you don't need it.
It is. Yeah.
And if you have $10,000 and you don't have any insurance, that is it for you.
Well, yeah, but not, I mean, if you get rescued to an ER, that typically wouldn't take up your entire $10,000. It'll take up some of it. I mean, the rescue ride's probably $600 or $700.
But the hospital, but the ER.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's where it really gets big.
Right. And that's why some people choose to wait if the symptoms aren't too bad again the next day, the primary care doctor. Then so you're preserving more of your benefits.
Yeah. And you have that option. You have that option to say, okay, I can think on my own. I am going to call my doctor and check because my doctor knows me best. And one of the advice that my neurosurgeon gave me when I went to see him, he said, wait 4 days before doing an MRI, because that's when your inflammation will clear out and you can see the damage a little bit better.
Right. And you hear of MRIs being done a lot in personal injury cases. And the reason for that is the MRI is a very good diagnostic tool because what it does is it shows the disc in your vertebrae. It shows if there's a herniation or a bulge. It shows if there's any impingement in your spinal canal, which is significant because those kind of things can cause issues with your arms or your legs, depending on what part of the spine. Whereas an x-ray, people are talking about x-rays is only going to show you if it's a fracture.
Okay.
MRI is a much better diagnostic tool for a doctor.
Okay, and we're going to continue our conversation with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm. When we return, worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another, and you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm really excited because, you know, as we grow the show in Jacksonville, in the Jacksonville area, I know that people are from Georgia and South Carolina and Orlando. A lot of people are listening through the Melbourne area. This is a huge, huge opportunity for all of us to learn and grow together. And I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and become a subscriber. But once you become a subscriber, you will get a confirmation email. It is a two-step process. So make sure that you follow along with that. You could confirm it. Then once you confirm, you will get access to my Mind, Body, Spirit Positive Affirmation audio link and my 90-Day Challenge to Self-Love ebook. So check out my website. It is designed for us to learn and grow and develop a new language. This is a language of responsibility, empowerment, freedom, to choose what you want to choose, to live the life of your dreams. So once you become a subscriber, this show will go straight to your phone and tablet. All the shows, even the ones on The Biz or anywhere, anything that I do, it will be sent to you, to your phone or tablet, to watch or listen whenever you like. Now, let's grow together at whenyouneedafriend.com. Let's grow together on iTunes, on Instagram at Lillian McDermott, Twitter LillianMCD, Facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. You can call me, leave a message. If you don't leave a message, I will block you. So, and then you can text me as well at 407-373-5959. I'm telling you, put it in your speed dial because we give away books and we give away gift cards and you never know what you're going to get when you listen and tune in the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Today, we're talking to Lily's legal dream team experts that this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Where do you go to if you need an attorney? How do you know? A lot of your friends may not ever have needed an attorney. Fortunately, I know a few of my friends are attorneys, and I always talk to them and I ask them. One of them in particular is Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm right here in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. I'm excited because we get to ask the experts. We're going to rotate expertise every month. So this month we have personal injury. Next month we'll have family law. Next month after that, we'll have workers' comp. And the one after that, we're going to have DUIs and criminal cases. And so I'm really excited so that we can grow and learn together. Now, Heath Brockwell is at 2029 North 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. And his number is 904-372-4210. That's 904-372-4210. And Heath, I am so grateful that you are part of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show Dream Team, my legal dream team. Now, what are some of the things that you would like for us to know? I mean, we talked about insurance and the importance of the right insurance to protect us. That's our front line for protection. Now, what would you consider the next step once we have the right insurance to protect ourselves for the future?
Well, let's start with when the collision happened. And we can use your case as an example. It's always important right away to take pictures of both vehicles involved.
Yes.
Because often, as in your case, they got into some dispute where they were trying to say something that didn't happen.
Correct.
And a lot of times, you know, the pictures carry the day. As you say, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah.
Hell, in your case, by looking at the pictures of the back of your car, in their car, what happened. And the police put a lot of weight on that, too, when they're doing the accident report.
Yeah.
Not that cares today, but that's important. And we talked about if you have symptoms, getting treatment sooner rather than later, very important. And you need to disclose your medical history. I mean, if you've had prior problems before, you need to tell, you know, your doctors and your lawyer about it. Because quite frankly, these days, insurance companies are very sophisticated. They have vast resources, and they typically are going to find out if you've had prior accidents. And the reason that's important is because the first line of defense in a lot of these cases, if there's a liability dispute, they'll say, well, we're not sure we caused this, we didn't cause all this. And then secondly, a big issue in cases is, well, what are your injuries? What are your damages caused from this? We know that you have this in your medical history. So that's always a battleground in any personal injury case is what are your injuries that are caused by this particular collision?
Yeah.
So those things are important. We talked about, you know, you have to have an emergency medical condition determined in order to get you the full 10,000 hours of benefits through PIP. That's important as well.
Okay. Now then, the pictures and being, how quickly should you call an attorney? Why would we call an attorney?
Well, people typically call attorneys, quite frankly, it's because they get kind of a runaround or they're not happy with the way they're treated by the insurance company. Any person in a collision is certainly entitled to present their claim on their own. But lay people typically do not really have any idea what their case is for. And because you're not in that world, and I understand that. I mean, this is all I've done for 22 years, personal injury work. So I know what the cases are worth based on the cases are evaluated based on what's the medical records, what the history is, what the medical bills are. But I think that the easiest way to answer that is that most people in car accidents are overwhelmed, and you don't know what all you're even entitled to.
Yeah.
If you're injured in a car accident and you have a permanent impairment rating at the end of your case, that means you're entitled to both economic and non-economic damages. Now, economic damages are lost wages, medical bills, past and future. But the non-economics, that's really kind of what gets people to an attorney, because you don't know what your pain and suffering is worth, or, you know, you're entitled to all. There's a vast number of non-economic damages, inconvenience, mental anguish, pain and suffering. Those kind of things are, that's kind of an amorphous thing. You know, you don't really know what all that means. And a lot of it depends on what you've been through, what your impairment rating is, and then that kind of triggers what you might be entitled to for your non-economics. But it's a hard thing to really know what a case is worth. And I think ultimately that's why people typically come to an attorney, is to help them evaluate their case.
Very good. Very good. Now, I'm glad that you talked about that, because what other expenses are covered. That was going to be my next question to you. But here's the thing, Heath, I was hit full impact. I was turning right when I was hit, and obviously there was damage in my car, but there are situations where there is no damage, and I've seen it over and over and over again. It's a tap in the back, your neck is at a certain way, you're reaching for something or whatever, you get hit, no big deal, there's no damage in the car. But then the next morning you wake up and you are in severe pain. At what point do you exchange? Should you exchange information at that point? Should you call the police even though there's no physical damage? What should you do?
Well, here's the thing. You should always exchange information, get information on the other driver if you're in a collision. Because realistically, you don't know whether there's a lot of damage to your car or not. That really, it doesn't mean you're injured or you're not injured. There's a lot of studies that say, you know, the collisions where the car you're in is a little damaged, all the energy is transferred to your body, and you certainly can sustain an injury, regardless of how your car was.
Wow.
Now, of course, the defense has countervailing studies that say something different, but the point of that is, yeah, always get the information on the other driver. Always get evaluated if you're having symptoms, because you don't know, and these injuries typically tend to linger, even if it's what's called a soft tissue injury. What that means is you've damaged the soft tissue around the spine. You haven't fractured your spine, and you may not have a disc issue, but you could have, you know, damaged the tissue around your spine. Those injuries typically linger and can last quite some time. So that's why it's always important to get checked out and get information on the other driver, so at least you're preserving your rights.
Yeah. And because so what – go ahead.
If you think about the opposite, well, if you don't, you have no idea who caused the collision, who the other person is, that's a huge obstacle that sometimes can't be overcome. And if you never get evaluated, well, you're certainly going to be dead in the water then. If there's never any medical treatment, you can't really present a claim.
Yeah. And, you know, and one of the worst places, and I don't know why the police doesn't come anymore, is when you're backing out of the grocery store or backing out of a convenience, whatever. If you get into an accident at that point, you're told not to even call the police. Then what?
Right. Well, I mean, whether or not you involve the police, in terms of the civil case, the case against the other driver, that doesn't really carry the day. It doesn't matter. You don't have to get the police involved.
Oh, that's good to know.
Get the information on the person, the other person involved in the collision. You want to know who they are, their name, address, phone number, and their insurance company. Because from that point on, you can just contact their insurance company and deal with the insurance company adjuster.
That is a great
tip. But you are trying to get their name and get some information on them, because sometimes people at the scene give insurance information that's outdated or it's not valid, the policy's lapsed. So you want to have another way to track that person down if need be.
Okay, so I want to know what some of the top questions, top issues that we need to know before we get into an accident. And we're going to continue our conversation with Heath Brockwell of the Brockwell Firm right here in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
I am so excited that we are joined with one of my sponsors of the Lily's Legal Dream Team. You know, what do you do when you need an attorney? Who do you go to? I'm fortunate because I know Heath Brockwell. Heath Brockwell has been a friend of mine for 8-9 years. We've met when I was working in imaging of all things, and became friends, and I trust him. And when I was rear-ended in Jacksonville, the one person I knew to call was Heath. And the only reason I called you, Heath, was because the people that hit me denied that they just hit me. They said I came out of nowhere, and they could not stop fast enough, which wasn't true. And if it were true, I would have conceded to that. I would have said, yes, that's what I did. You know, I came out of nowhere. Sorry, my bad. But why I knew immediately to call you. I wasn't going to get into an argument with them. I realized they had they were motivated to protect their job. They were motivated to protect themselves, whatever. And I knew to call you. But why should somebody call you? Why do you have any cases where you made a difference? I'm sure. And can you share those?
Well, I can share a few stories. Just in generalities, I can't get too deep into
sure.
some of the things that are in play. But a couple of cases come to mind. Just the general answer to that is a lot of times, you know, we help make things safer and make situations less likely to happen again. For example, I had one of the most tragic cases I ever had was years ago. A young girl was hit and killed in her car by a semi. She had just turned 19 3 days before the collision. Was struck on a small country road by a big trucking company. And a lot of issues came to light during the case. And although we couldn't bring the young lady back, there were some conditions added to the settlement that made it safer and made this much less likely to happen again. In addition to the monetary settlement, there were conditions we put in that hopefully will prevent that from happening in that part of the state due to some issues with the road and the roads they were on.
That helped
the parents get a little bit of closure, because oftentimes people come to me in a tragic situation like that, and they just want to make sure this kind of thing, to the extent they can, won't happen again to someone else's child. And we were able to help with that. That felt really good. Another case I can think of is that this was years ago, but a young man had bounced around the foster home system and got placed in a really bad home and was subjected to some bad things. So let's leave it there. And the case took forever, but we were finally able to put some things in place so that kind of thing wouldn't happen again. We exposed of people responsible for the things that have been done wrong by the agency that controlled the foster home. And, after the case was resolved, I mean, the young man has reached out to me a number of times and, basically has secured his college fund through that monetary settlement. He was very grateful.
Was he in a car accident, or was this something that happened?
No, he was placed in a foster home, and there's a lot of issues with the foster home.
So what are other cases that you can handle, Heath?
Yeah, that was a little different. That was a negligence case against the agency that governs, that oversees the foster homes. And then the other one was a wrongful death lawsuit. So it's not just injuries, it's also death cases. Any way that someone can be injured by someone else's negligence. Typically, most of it is car accidents and falls at a business. And then I have done some cases against, agencies for negligent placement of a child in a foster home, victims of crimes, that type of thing.
Wow. So, Heath, why you then? Because there are, I have spoken to many people that have really high hopes. They see these attorneys advertising on television, nothing against any of them. But then the complaint that they share with me is they feel like they're a number. Let's talk about what people were to get with you if they were to call you to represent them.
Right. Well, I think the way that I distinguish myself is I have worked at larger firms over the year, my 22-year career. But 7 years ago, I went out on my own to do it the way I wanted to do it. And you will never be a number at my firm. If you call me, I will talk to you. I'll be the person that meets with you. I'll never hand you off to another attorney. And I'll be the one that handles your case personally. And I know that sometimes can be a criticism about bigger firms, as clients feel like they get lost in the shuffle or they're just a number. You're never going to have that experience with me. And I'll always be the one that meets with you, because I don't have associates. It's me and my paralegal.
Yes, and I was just going to mention Candy, who's your right, the woman that wears the cape in your firm.
What's that?
Wears the cape.
But yeah, she and I have worked together for 15 years, and we're a great team. And we give very personal service. I think that's my biggest selling point, is that you always deal with me.
And one last thing, because, you know, it's so important that we be in the proper mindset. When somebody gets into a car accident, what is the amount of time that it takes to settle a case? Can a case be settled right away, or is there a lot of time that has to go in between?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors, of course. Depends on how much insurance is available, if there's anything to pursue. But let's say if there's insurance to pursue, and it really is driven by how much treatment the person needs. Because a good personal injury attorney is never going to short settle your case. You have to wait for the treatment to be concluded. The treatment can be anywhere from 3 to 4 months of treatment to years of treatment, depending on, of course, the extent of the injury. So, I think the mindset is it's going to take a while because if it's done the right way, because you should never be pushed into a settlement quickly, because you want to know, as the attorney for an injured person, I want to know the full extent of their injuries. I want them to get through all the treatment. I want to know if they're going to need surgery down the road. I need to know anything they may anticipate in the future before I would ever want to settle the case. So I would say it can be typically 6 months to a year to get a case resolved. Could happen sooner. Could take more time than that.
Yeah.
A lot of factors come to play, but that's the rule of thumb. Unless it's an extremely complicated case, requires multiple surgeries, then that would take longer.
Okay. And so the last time you were on, we were on Facebook Live. We had fun. You came into the studio. We were on The Biz. It's a sister radio station for WBOB. And we had fun on Facebook Live. And today we are being recorded by Zoom. And this show is going to be hopefully on YouTube pretty soon. What would you want someone that's been in a car accident and is trying to represent themselves? Does it cost anything to come see you or to get advice?
No, not at all. I operate purely on a contingency fee basis, which means that I only get paid if I settle the case. And the other important part of that is cost. There could be cost involved, but you never have to pay fees or costs unless there is a recovery. Okay. Whatever the costs are needed to prosecute your case, I will advance those. You'd only pay the cost back out of your share of the settlement if there's a settlement. If there's never a settlement, I write off the costs.
Very good. Now, I work a lot with doctors as well, and it's really easy to check out a doctor. There's places where you can check out to see if they've been sued. And for an attorney, how do you know you have a good attorney?
Well, I mean, one of the things you can check is the Florida Bar website. You can check an attorney's disciplinary history. If you just go in, you'll see find a lawyer, you can put in the lawyer's name, and it gives you the disciplinary history that lawyer may have. In terms of whether the lawyer has been sued, I suppose that there's a way to check that too. I'm not really sure about that. But and then you can check to see if the lawyer has any certifications or the lawyer's rating through any of these different services that rate lawyers. Martindale Hubbell is one that comes to mind that rates lawyers. AV is the top rating for lawyers for that particular agency. There's multiple ones, but that's the one you hear about a lot.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Heath, I am just so grateful that you're on my side, because you were the one that I called after my accident. And I'm hoping that people that are listening to you will understand that they can come see you for free and ask, you know, even if they want to know how to help out with their selection for insurance, right?
Oh yeah. I'm always happy just to talk to people. I mean, I perform a service that way for people. I can advise
them. Okay. Well, it's your turn now, and you'll be here. Right, I will be right here waiting for you. This is Lily McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.